we had the motion second and vote, but Sasha didn't have it.
Okay.
To open the bids on the loader.
No, I don't have anything.
We didn't have an option.
We did, but you may not have written it down.
I said so moved when he read the.
Were we in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was this before?
Yeah, who was Gabby?
Yeah.
Gosh, we just must have really need to go.
Hey, we'll do it again, there's no problem.
Okay.
Here's a motion from Johnny.
Motion to open bids for a cat loader from precinct two.
And I second you.
For the seller trade?
Sell.
Seller trade?
Yes.
And Lindy seconded it.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. First one comes from.
That one's from Lodge.
From Clint Lodge. $8,754.57.
Okay, $8,754.57.
Okay, that's not.
Hello?
It's not Clint Lodge, Nick Healer is who actually bid that.
Well, same, they're together.
They're the two guys were together, okay.
Nick Healer?
Yeah.
Nick Healer, H E A L E R?
Two E's, I think.
H E.
Is he L E E R?
No, L E R.
Double E, L E R.
Wow.
H E A L E R, as it says.
We think we're sorry.
Second one. Auctioneer Express.
Auctioneer?
Yes. Doug McGonagill.
Yeah, I saw that one.
M C G O N A G I L L.
Nice guy.
Auctioneer Express.
Out of Mount Pleasant, $8,051.
And what was it, Doug?
Blue book, didn't it?
Somebody did, yeah, pretty close.
Next one's Red River Equipment. Out of Highway Park. Ooh-wee. $11,251.
$11,251?
Yes.
Did he come look at it?
Absolutely.
Just checking.
The name on it is Cody Dodson, D O D S O N.
That's Red River Equipment?
Yes.
Kenny, that's almost what you need.
All I say is he just bought him a loader.
There's money right there in the jar. Get close, he's thinking, ain't he?
Hey.
He can
too
get,
bad it goes in the fund.
He can get the loader to the sheriff's department and
he
then.
He don't like the $750.
Now you can sign the title over to the sheriff's office for the trade-in.
Is that a motion, Johnny?
I make a motion that Red River Equipment get the bid on the outright bid on the 920 cat loader from precinct two of $11,251 even.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And aye. And I think that is worthy of saying good deal, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And can we get a thank you letter to the folks at bid?
We certainly can.
I appreciate that.
Tell them that, and I would write in it that Red River Equipment won the bid with a bid of 11,000 something,
yeah.
And
yeah, they're not.
Go from there.
Although their bids were pretty good, his was exceptional. I don't know if he didn't elaborate, so.
Okay, go to number 11.
We've already done 11.
13, I mean, I'm sorry. We need a resolution, and I didn't find it.
It's right there. I put it in, it was behind, right there.
Okay, behind the investment policy. Okay. We need a motion, resolution, whatever. The resolution that we've got, whereas the Clay County Commissioners Court meeting in regular session in accordance with Government Code 116.112, to hereby appoint Clay County Treasurer as County Investment Officer.
I so move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And all get the sign.
Can we include personnel manager in that?
Human resource.
Human resource.
You might want her to come in here before you do.
No, I don't want her.
Roll up mouth. No, if we do it, we wanna do it before she comes in here.
I'm gonna have to take that for her, I guess.
I won't leave first.
Yeah. Your vote's an A as you're running out the door.
Okay, next item is number 14. The search committee met the other day. I sat in here and told them about the fact that they would have to have their open meeting training and give them the ones that did not have it, a disc to study. And then I left, John sat in with them most of the meeting, and this is what we came up with. These are the roads on the project. John, you can tell them how much dollars and everything that we got figured out to fix the roads that are listed.
I can't unless I can get my paper. All right, what do you want me to?
The ones that were prioritized, how many dollars total did it come up to?
$945,886.
945,886.
Construction.
848.
945,886.
Okay.
That's construction from the TxDOT form that they sent us. An actual cost to the county would be $189,177. But we're not gonna get that much money.
Yeah.
And the reason I put as much roads in there as we did is the talk was they may have a second go around, and we're allotted $352,000 right now. They may have a second go around this summer, and then we could possibly get some more, but I've talked to some other people, and that's probably a dream. That's probably not going to happen. Probably what we get is what we're going to get, and that's going to be, yes. And the roads were prioritized. The committee meeting met for about 2 hours, or a little over 2 hours doing that, and I tried to give them what information they wanted to get from me, and then I redid the form, sent it off. And that's the story.
And you're sticking with it?
Yep.
Does it not make you a little more leery now about back when the judge was talking about the hospital and how much they were supposed to get and how much they got?
No, because this is
okay.
This is in law.
This.
Okay.
No, we're gonna get whatever they give us.
It's the additional that you don't know about.
Yeah, we won't get additional.
We will get some additional.
Well, he thinks we're gonna get additional. I'm not making no.
Is this half empty or half full?
I'll just be happy to get whatever we can get.
Well, John, I've looked this over, and I just
the first 1, 2, 3, let's see, no, 1, 2, 4, and 5 is precinct 3. And you've got proposed beginning instructions, June of 2014 to September of 2014. In other words, that is what you're talking about is construction in this year's budget, right?
That's what it says.
Okay, when you look at that, you're up to about $60,000 or so out of your budget on those four roads, I think. I think I've got it here somewhere.
Wait, AJ, you're getting way too technical on the...
$6,112. And I don't know if you've got that much in your rock budget left, do you?
Can I say something? Are you
through? Yeah, go ahead.
You're getting way too technical on something that is a estimate sheet to start with.
Well, I'm not getting too technical on the dates they've got down there for it, that's for sure.
No, you're not. I put the dates on there. I just randomly put some dates on there to start with.
Okay. An Oliver Wells Road. That's in Archer County line to Watson Road.
That's what it says.
That's right. That's in down in the Wind Power area, correct?
Yes, it is.
I wouldn't touch them roads. Wind Power is supposed to take care of it, right?
Yep.
That don't even need to be in there, period.
I may not touch it. I may not touch a whole bunch of the roads I put in there.
Well, that don't even need to be on there, period, as far as I'm concerned. Well, when we're starting a Wind Power project down there, and they've got...
Why don't you call the meeting back up here, and you sit in with them then?
Well, I will next time we have one. Now, we don't have to approve this today.
No, we can postpone this stuff and just put it off and put it off and put it off.
Another one, let's see. Where are we at here? Wilson Road. How long ago has it been that we went in there and reworked that road? I remember back during dove season, we had a big deal down there on Sanders Road where they were going to do dove hunting. And we had to go in there, all three of us, the other precincts, brought rock trucks in there for it. And we rebuilt part of that Wilson Road. I'm not positive on what we're talking about here, but I mean, we put them, I think they put them in pretty good shape, that part of it.
We didn't put any rock on Wilson Road.
South Myers is the one they reworked.
South Myers, okay.
But first of all, we're talking about John's precinct. We don't get to decide where John's spending his money in here, and they don't either. Those are recommendations.
The committee don't either.
No, that's what I'm saying. No. Those are recommendations.
Right.
And if John gets his share of the money, then it's up to him where he spends it.
But he's talking about $60,000 in this budget year.
No, he's not going to spend that much. $60,000 this budget year in jail. I've already said that three times.
Yeah. Going on down there to the end, John's already told me who had a big influence in it, but how can you come up with a figure, John, on those two roads of mine that he added, or one anyway, which wasn't even on the list. Two of them there. Old County Line Road and Old Vashti Road. You didn't ask me about the culverts I might want to replace on that road. You didn't ask me about what we might have to do on the bar ditches or anything. You just, somebody just come up with a figure on them.
I came up with a figure on them. I didn't have culverts in there because I didn't know anything about the culverts. That's what the committee, Wilson came up with that. The committee agreed with him. He talked to somebody that knew something was going on down there.
Well, after the committee come up with that, I mean, I've got a telephone. You could have picked up the phone and said, hey, AJ, we got two new roads in
You've
here.
You also what? Got a pickup. You could have been up here at the meeting.
I could have, yes, sir. But I didn't know we were going to go into a bid war over this.
We're not bidding war. I don't guess you quite understand how this whole thing works yet.
Well, I don't maybe, John, but well, I do know that I didn't have those two roads in there to begin with.
Okay. Then I suggest we drop this deal right here. You get a hold of the committee, have another meeting, and then redo that thing and send it off.
I don't really care. I mean, we're gonna get the amount of money we're gonna get. Doesn't matter how many roads are on there. You can take half of my roads off, I don't care.
Well, I'm not talking about taking them off, but I've just, of course, they didn't, those two on that end, Lindy and Johnny, wasn't too much into it to begin with, but they don't hardly have any roads. And they put me and Lindy's together on that Worsham, and we're gonna have to divide them somewhere. They put it together that on the figuring of it, he gets part of that one and I get part of it.
Yes,
we split
right.
It up.
That's true. It's on here as one road.
Yes, it is. But we when Lindy came through and when I did, we both separated it, I think.
I put it on one road so we could get more roads on here to bring the money up higher.
I don't know.
Well, I do know. That's what I did. I was trying to get as much money on here as I can, but they said make it as high as you want to or as you can, so if they have another turnout of money, then you will be able to get some share off it too.
When does this have to be in?
It's already in.
It's already sent.
It has been sent to the attorney. It will be turned into the state March 7th. What the attorney's doing is going over it, getting everything ready. It is able to be changed if the committee makes a recommendation to change it.
So if you want to change, get a hold of the committee, get another meeting set up here and change it.
The map is drawn off the way it's presented right now. I did not mail it in because wanted to wait till the commissioner's court approved this before I actually sent the map.
Well, I for one want to thank John for all the hard work he put in this deal and all the hours he put in it. And I think he did for each precinct the best job he could possibly do without us being right in his back pocket the whole time he was doing it. I was asked several questions. We talked about it in here, so...
I will make mention, when I came back in, right at the time they were talking about Four Wire Road. And they asked me, does Four Wire have any production? And the only production that I know that is on Four Wire Road is actually on Bug Scuffle. You can see it from Four Wire, but you go into the lease from Bug Scuffle. And Lindy,
yes.
On yours, they took your Dutton Road off.
Okay, that's one of these fixing, but I can fix whichever one I want to, as long as I stay within my money, it don't matter what's on that deal.
You've got to go buy the project list with the money.
The committee's recommendation is a recommendation. We don't have to go by that.
But if it's not on this list,
the road name.
And it's not, they took the Dutton Road, the committee took Dutton Road completely off of the list.
They need to go. But anyway, the one they put on there is probably the best road I got in that part of the world.
If that's the case, why did they take it off? What, if this committee is out, let me go look at it. Did he go look at these roads?
No.
And what did you say about your road, Lindy? It's the best one.
The one
Worsham is.
It's the best one that
in
you
that
got.
Area. Yeah, out of the ones I turned in, it's the best one.
Well, that's kind of like these they put way on the back there. One of them we've just reworked not long ago. I bet it's been, I don't remember which one it was right now. But I know that one of the representatives said that they're going to have a mud pit over there or something?
Mud farm on County Line Road.
On County Line Road. And that's Ring County Line. Old Vashti got put in there. Old Vashti does need work, but Old County Line is probably one of the, we spent quite a bit on that road already. But
it doesn't matter when you get your money, it doesn't matter what priority number the road is at. You can use the money on the road.
that's on the list.
And yes. I think you can upgrade Worsham, and then if you still got additional, you can put the rest of it on the other one.
Even if they took it off the list, Kenneth?
I think. I'm not sure.
I'd like to know why they took it off the list if it's the worst one in the out of the bunch.
And I don't know. I wasn't in here when they talked about it. John, do you remember?
I don't even know where it is.
It comes off of Worsham and goes to county to the side.
See, I don't.
Did they, John, when you were here with them, did they discuss taking one off and
yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
But they didn't give any reasons?
Right there.
Well, they gave some reasons, but I didn't know where the roads, I was not familiar with the roads, so
yeah.
I just was giving them information. I was not on the committee.
Yeah. I thought maybe they might have gave an idea of why they were taking this one off. I mean, if they're.
Is somebody on the committee, Lindy, that's from your area?
No.
They wouldn't know that?
Well, what was Jay?
Jay Covey.
Doesn't he live up there?
He lives in Thornberry.
Thornberry.
John's area.
Whenever we put it together, I was under the idea that all four of us made railroad recommendations, and out of those recommendations, that's what we ended up on here. Yep.
That was kind of my thoughts.
Yes.
But the committee decided to change some of it.
Actually, I don't see any reason for taking any of them off. The ones we turned in, we should have already been on there. They could have been at the bottom of the list priority, wouldn't matter.
Huh?
But I don't understand why they took them off.
Took them off.
Yeah, I don't
either.
Yes.
I could see them categorizing them, maybe and putting them in worse shape or whatever, but how are they even going to know that if you don't go look at them? Are they just saying? I mean, these roads are the ones we feel like we need to work on. How can they take one off?
Some of them were familiar with some of the roads.
Okay.
I wasn't, so I'm not.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying I don't understand how they can completely take it off if they haven't went and done an assessment of that road.
Did they take any off or add any of yours?
Yeah, I took off one or two of mine.
Of yours? You took them off yourself or the committee took them off?
I took them off before we ever started.
Before you ever came to the committee with it?
Yep.
John, did it have to come to a certain amount?
No. Okay. Minimum $352,000.
On the computer, when you get down here to 19... This is 19 right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The computer wouldn't let me put any more roads on there after that.
Okay. I didn't know what the stopping
so
point
that,
was.
That's when I took off some roads
some
of mine and,
some
put,
of the other
and put theirs on there. Because I had more roads.
I know
roads.
You kept working on it or whatever, trying to get it to work.
I had to redo it because it...
You had to redo it after the committee met because
yes, I did.
They put some of these new ones.
I had to redo it after the committee met.
Right.
Yes,
but you even had to redo it before you submitted it to them because trying to get them all on there.
Yes.
We've got two options: to accept what they presented, or to re-notice, call the committee back into session, and let each commissioner meet with the committee.
Did y'all not talk about them going and looking at them?
They had the option.
I would assume that's what they would have done.
But they didn't have to. It was just an option.
I doubt
very seriously if this committee is going to take and drive this whole county and look at every one of these roads.
At their own expense.
I don't expect them to.
And they're not getting paid to be on the committee in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that, but I would have turned it down to even done it if I couldn't do it the way it's supposed to be done.
Okay, I think that we ought to have the committee re-meet and all the commissioners come up here one by one and meet with them.
Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
We're worried about deadlines. Can we do it?
Yes, we do have time.
Do we have time?
We have time.
Hold on, man.
gonna have to get after it though.
We need to know, first thing we need to know is this a computer glitch is the reason more roads can't be put on there, or is that just my opinion?
I don't know that answer.
That would solve the whole problem if you could put them all on there and just prioritize them at the bottom.
He's filling out their form.
I'm going to go call right quick and ask that question.
Yeah.
And that I think when you're he's filling out their form, that's probably as many as it would allow because he couldn't.
Well, you know, I don't know whether that's an Obamacare deal or that's actually a problem.
For TxDOT.
Yeah.
Because it's their form he's trying to fill out.
Right.
It's kind of like some of those forms I fill out during budget. It gives you this little bit of square and it'll let you put.
Yeah, there's. You look at this much? Thing, they don't give you a
well, then I go to try to abbreviate. Nobody understands what that abbreviation is because I'm trying to get it all in there, but that's as much as it will allow me to put in that square.
Well, I do appreciate what John done on this. It took a lot of time. I mean, I wasn't, but I just, I think the committee was kind of rough on him, maybe. They didn't let him present his points like you wanted to, did they, John?
I said all I wanted to say. I just didn't do anything about y'all's roads.
Yeah. I basically just added, you know, some of those roads just to run up the total. Didn't really.
Well, that's why I put some of my roads on there.
But I wish they'd put them all on there in case we got some more money later. But just put them at the bottom of the list. You could put all mine at the bottom of the list if you want to do. I don't care.
Well, like you say, if it's on that list, you can do it anytime you want to.
It doesn't matter where they are on the list.
Just so long as they're on there.
Yes.
That's what I was talking about, but I only got one road on there.
Yeah. And Johnny, you've only got one, isn't it?
No, I had two for you on there.
Two?
Unless I took them off.
Yeah.
That's fine with me, they did.
You got Rigsby and West Gaines, Linville.
Linville, yeah.
Yeah, three of them.
But the committee probably didn't ask you an awful lot, John, did they? They just looked at it and decided what they wanted to do.
Well, they spent over 2 hours in here on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that.
They were trying to put the roads that they thought was good. And changing them is a couple of them had knew there was some oil field activity coming in there, and that's why they wanted to change
Fire
two
tar.
Of them and add two of them back. Take two of them off, add two of them back.
Yeah.
I can see that on mine, but
basically, that committee is, you know, a paperwork shuffle
recommendation
from the state. You know, that's all that's about. You know, try to get the input from the community. They really don't have any say in what we do or anything, and that's the reason I think, you know, shouldn't take roads off. Put them at the bottom if you want to, and not do anything to them, but it would be up to the commissioner where they spend the money.
What's the deadline for getting this in? What do you want?
I don't know, he said a while ago, March something, 7th or 8th.
I thought he said March 7th, but he was going to go call somebody.
I hope that's a computer glitch on there, because that means I won't be able to put it on, I won't be able to do it on my computer.
But you already fixed that other form that you did.
That means somebody else will have to redo this instead of
me. All we have to do is fax it to Allison Bass and let them put it in the computer. If it is a computer glitch.
But I mean, if it's their form and that's as much as they'll let you get, it won't matter whose computer it's on. You're not going to fit it anymore on the form if it won't let you. It's like on those, like I said, on those state forms, they give you this much space to write 2%. And they give you this much room to write 1,367,000 whatever and get it all in there.
$8,750 and 7 cents. They thought that was gonna be close, you know.
Uh-huh.